We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
You are the one who's been looking for the armored car, are you not?
Yes, have you seen it?
Yeah, I heard from people on the shoreline that you were searching for it. It has turned south towards the Grunewald Forest.
Grunewald? Why? It can't escape from there.
Escape? I thought you were looking for one of your officers. That's what someone told me.
Now, you're one of the kids from the Folkestone, right?
Hitler Youth.
Yeah, of course. But your commanding officer, he has only one arm, hasn't he?
Yes.
Did he tell you that I was looking for the car?
No, but some of the others must have overheard. Anyway, the word has got around. And when I saw you looking about you now, I realized you had missed seeing it somehow.
Yes, but I still don't understand why it should enter the forest. The waters of the harbor are too wide for it to cross, and they block its path to the west.
And the Russians are on the far side. You can see the lights from their guns.
Potsdam has fallen in the south, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't understand it. You spoke of escape. Is that what they're trying to do? And you too? It isn't to find some way to defend us. It's to save yourself.
No, it isn't like that, I assure you.
What is going on then? Why are you trying to find it?
To stop it. Oh, damn it. You're not going to believe me, are you? Look, kid, you must. It's vitally important that you do. Will you help me find that vehicle?
I've told you where I saw it.
The forest. I must get to it fast.
No. Wait, I'll come with you.
The
rear view. He's dead.
Yeah. One of the Puma crewmen, probably the gunner. He's gunned down at close range by an automatic weapon. I think we better look inside.
Who would have killed him?
That moonlight shoulder we saw. It belongs to the driver.
Dead?
Yeah, shot in the back. Also by an automatic weapon.
Who?
Our two SS men with their smices, no doubt.
Huh?
No, something. I was just deciding on something.
Why? Were they shot by their own soldiers?
Yes. Doubtlessly they have. No witnesses.
Witnesses to what?
Oh, we have to find the answer they put still. I wonder if those men saw it coming. Had any warning. Not the driver from the looks of it. Yeah, the gunner perhaps. He's whining as though he tried to run.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Over here. A sad body.
Yeah. Small, slim fella.
He's wearing the same uniform as myself.
Hitler Youth. Of course. The youth they requisitioned back at the stadium as a guide. A bullet hole neat and precise behind the right ear. Pistol wound, medium caliber. Oh, that kid can't be more than 13 or 14.
Look here.
Huh?
Footprints. Heading south along the shore of the harbor.
Yeah, good kid. Senior four sets. Must be the two remaining SS men and the two men in greatcoats.
Yeah, do you think they're headed here?
I don't know, but I intend to find out.
Do you think you'll catch up with them?
Probably. They've had a good start, but now they're on foot.
Almost midnight.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Wait. There, by the water's edge. You see them?
Yeah. Two SS men. What are they doing?
Bending over something. Something they're uncovering from beneath those pine branches.
It looks like a small boat. About 5 feet long.
Yeah. And they're just a few feet away from it are two men in greatcoats.
Why a boat?
Russians hold the forest out of the half.
Maybe they're trying to sneak across and land unseen.
Oh, they wouldn't get far. Not after sunrise. If they started to paddle south, following the water between the Russian ground forces, they're sure to run into a Russian boat trap somewhere along the line.
Well, then, where could they possibly go?
Just keep down. We'll watch them and see what they do.
They've got the boat free. It's a rubber dinghy.
SS men. They keep looking out toward the water. Must be running behind. Schedule of some kind.
They seem to be working more frantically. What are they up to? Why are you following?
Just keep your voice down. Never mind that for now.
They've got the oars loose.
Yeah. They're preparing to float the dinghy now.
Yeah. That's out. Engines.
Yeah, two, perhaps three. Yes, I can hear it quite clearly now. Coming this way, too.
Patrol boats?
Maybe. Oh, they've heard him, too. Now they're gesturing for the other two men to get into the boat.
Can't see any surface craft of any kind.
Both men getting into the boat. The two SS men wading into the water, pushing it out.
What the? That man! He shot some SS officer!
No! For heaven's sake!
Boss! Shot boss! He shot both of the SS soldiers. His own men. Why?
Coming in without lights. A tri-motor Junkers plane. You see it? Over there.
Why?
Gotta stop them.
Yeah.
Follow those fallen SS men. He's smicing.
Yeah. No. What are you doing? You'll be hurt.
No. Stop. I'll fire.
Yeah. Don't. The Russians.
Get away, kid.
Won't get caught. Hide.
But the Russians.
Stay. Stay.
Here. Will you get away?
Stand.
No, no. Wait. Get away. No. Amerikanski. Don't shoot. Amerikanski. Yes. Amerikanski. We've got to stop that plane. Adolf Hitler. He's getting away.
Amerikanski. Adolf.
Yes, Hitler! Oh, forget about me! Shoot that plane! Shoot it, damn it! Shoot it!
Stuck in an office. No sleep, no rest in sight. How many more of these German fakers will they bring me? I've had a steady stream of prisoners all night.
Yes, sir.
Young men, old men, sullen men with clenched teeth, men with erect military bearing, servile men with frightened eyes. All caught in civilian clothing while trying to slip through Russian lines. Unable to produce the proper identity papers. All claiming not to be what they so obviously are. Officers, petty political leaders, stewards of the German Third Reich.
I think you will find the next one interesting.
They're none of them interesting. No one has been able to tell me a single credible thing about Hitler or his hierarchy.
Now, but at least they're imaginative. What about the one in women's clothing?
Him least of all. Who could possibly mistake a 6'2" Wehrmacht major with hairy legs for a woman? So, you claim to be American.
I am an American. My name is Henry Bascom. I'm an officer, a captain. That can easily be verified. I told your man all about it.
Lieutenant Ivanov.
It's in his dossier.
According to these notes, you were caught at the Havel trying to escape by seaplane.
No. I was trying to stop that plane. Reread your notes.
Some outrageous story here about Hitler trying to escape. What do you expect to gain by claiming Hitler was on that plane?
I know he was on that plane. I saw him.
But General Krebs himself has told us that Hitler died at the Chancellery. You wish to dispute your own leaders?
Not my leaders. I'm an American officer on loan to the British. I've given your people my name, rank, and serial number. You can check with both OSS London and SOE London. They'll verify my identity.
An American officer working with British intelligence. I suppose you think that explains why you are in Berlin dressed like a laborer. With a German military paybook in your possession, I might add.
The paybook doesn't mean a thing. It's issued to a phony name.
As to that, I have no doubt. You are the first German officer to try to escape by issuing himself a spurious paybook. Who are you, really?
I am an American officer. I've been hiding in Berlin for the past 2 weeks. Haven't you got anyone around here who speaks English?
I'm sure your English is perfect. You wouldn't be so eager to show it off were it otherwise. You're to be congratulated on affecting a well-accented German. And for maintaining. But tell me, if you've really been in Berlin only 2 weeks, what was your mission here?
That I am not able to divulge. I've only divulged the fact that I am an intelligence officer. Your ally. I might emphasize, in order that we can, by heaven, get some action around here.
Oh, really excellent. That tooth-gritted delivery, the good stress, the good tone, especially. It's not arrogant. Oh, but an experienced intelligence man could capture just the right tone that way, hmm? Gentlemen, of course.
What?
Well, then, tell me this. If you've really been in hiding, in fear of your life, how is it that you were well behind Russian lines and yet made no effort to contact us?
I was never near your lines until last night.
The armband.
Perhaps it would be easier to believe you if we hadn't found you wearing an armband of the People's Militia, the Volkssturm. I assume you have an explanation for that?
Yes. It was a ruse. I wore it to make my journey easier through German-held territory. I didn't want to answer too many questions.
I see. And the medal? Was that also part of the ruse?
Medal?
A German Iron Cross. The soldiers who captured you found it in your trouser pocket.
I can explain
that. I'm sure you can. But let's return to the seaplane. Why did you fire on it? Was it
out of anger that they tried to take off without you?
Or was it merely to make your story more plausible once you realized you could not get away?
I fired on it because I saw Adolf Hitler climb into it. Surely your people reported the presence of a boat and two men near the plane?
Lieutenant Ivanov?
No, no one mentioned a boat. But they did report the presence of two SS escorts in the cove, both dead. And a boy.
A boy?
A kid.
Hitler youth.
Oh.
Well, what happened to him?
We let him go. We do not fight with children, unlike you Germans. You must be a very important man to be given two SS men as an escort. Why don't you tell us now who you are? We'll find eventually.
I'm counting on it. If you just contact London as I asked, we can straighten this out immediately.
Ah, yes. An SOE factor named Mumford, an OSS officer named Holly. And this is the proper code routing to reach this Holly. Hmm?
It is. You might ask yourself how I happen to know the communications procedure and the officers' names if I am not.
I am sure German intelligence tried to provide you with everything you might need. Although it was careless of them not to research the SOE routing as well. But what I really don't understand is why you have elected to use it. If we were to follow through on your request to query either the British or the Americans, you would surely be exposed, would you not? Or can it be possible that you're telling the truth?
Oh, thank heavens for that. It's about time someone admitted the possibility.
A possibility, yes. Probability? No. Frankly, it is more difficult to accept your story. But I'm willing to check it out. You will be kept in custody, of course, until we get a response.
May I ask a question?
Hmm?
Your subordinate refused to answer me, and it's of extreme importance.
As you wish.
What happened to the plane? I mean, after your people arrested me, did it get away?
Go ahead, Lieutenant Ivanov.
We aren't sure. According to the man who brought you in, the plane was damaged by your last shot. But it managed to get airborne. It disappeared to the north. We've asked patrols to keep an eye open for wreckage.
Are you sure it was still flying?
The last time it was seen, yes.
Then you must hurry to verify my identity, please. It seems to be the only way you'll believe me. There may still be time if we hurry. And what if that plane didn't go down? It might still be trying for a submarine rendezvous or some other way to escape.
What?
And even if the plane did crash, what if Hitler himself is still alive? Hobbling off, looking for aid. He'll find it. The Germans... Damn their poor souls. It's hard even for some of the best of them to stop believing him. I know. Who does the stopping, it doesn't matter, but we've got to stop him.
We'll see to it as quickly as we possibly can.
Thank you.
I suppose you
May as well send the queries, Lieutenant Ivanov.
I did, sir, about 2 hours ago. Hmm? We should have answers late this afternoon, if our allies are still honoring our priorities. Do you believe him?
Not for a minute. Hmm. All right, 3 dozen Germans through here in the past 6 to 8 hours, all lying through their teeth, trying to save their skins. I suspect this one is no different. He may even turn out to be a major war criminal of some kind.
Then you don't think Hitler has escaped?
As to that, I'm not sure. Probably not in the way the prisoner suggests. Well, it stands to reason that he would try. Or perhaps he committed suicide, just as General Krebs told General Zhukov. It's frustrating. We don't know for certain until the search teams can enter the Chancellery grounds for a complete investigation. And that, of course, must await a general surrender.
I suppose you're right, sir. Wouldn't it be odd, though, if it turned out that the man was telling the truth? What if we discover he is an American, as he says? We might have had Hitler under our guns and let him get away.
An answer from London.
What did it say?
You lied, as I expected.
Are you sure? I mean, sometimes, with all the red tape there, they do make mistakes.
There is no mistake. The answer came directly from one of the men you told us to contact, the one you called Holly. British intelligence later confirmed it.
So that's how it's to be. They've disowned me. Now, there must be a reason. There has to be a reason.
We will find out who you are eventually. We have many prisoners among your higher echelons. Sooner or later, one of them will recognize you and tell us, in exchange for his own safety.
You'll have to wait a long time for that.
We have time. Your General Karl Weitling, who has been commanding your Berlin garrison, crossed over to see General Zhukov. At Zhukov's instructions, Weitling wrote a brief proclamation ordering all Germans to cease fire and lay down their arms.
Berlin has capitulated?
Yeah. The news will occasion you some grief, perhaps. But it will mean that the continued slaughter of your citizens and the destruction of your city can finally cease.
It is not my city.
Russian sound trucks will broadcast the proclamation from behind the Russian lines. By midnight, the fighting should be over, and the remnants of your army will have surrendered completely to us.
So the city will finally be yours.
Yeah. But many of you will not witness our occupancy.
What do you mean?
You and all those who surrender to us will be made to leave Berlin.
Where are we going?
East.
To Russia?
It will be a long walk for you. There will be no time for niceties. Because of injuries suffered, many of you will not come back.
I'll be back.
For a defeated prisoner, you are certainly able to inspire a feeling of apprehension. Ivanov?
Comrade, Captain.
The interview is over. We have wasted enough time.
Yes, sir.
Have him taken to the others. You will find plenty of companions to accompany you on your long march. You may even find the strength to converse with him.
I have nothing to say, then.
No. Perhaps not. What is there to say, after all? Only to blame yourselves for your folly in having fallen madman so slavishly. You will see much to appall you. But it will be a lesson. We had to witness the same desolation when we pursued your retreating troops out of Russia. And we have not forgotten what we saw. Now it will be our turn for revenge.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia
and produced by Andre Bortner.